Daniel O'Donnell, good afternoon.
Hello, Ray. It's lovely to be here. Lovely to see you.
Great to see you. I haven't seen you face to face for quite some
time. Not a while now. The last time I was on the phone, I think.
And the time before that.
And maybe the time before that.
So you do exist.
I do exist. Right. Yeah.
Great to see you. And you're just back from, where were you? You were in Australia.
We were in Australia, New Zealand, yeah. Right. We were there February, March. And yeah, we had a good time. So I've had a wee bit of time off and now we're getting ready to hit the road again for a wee bit.
So you were down there for their summer, were you?
We were there, aye. The weather was lovely.
Was it, yeah?
Yeah, very nice weather. Now, you know, for us it was fantastic weather. They were complaining about the summer not being good, but I couldn't see the bad summer.
How long are you going down there? How long?
We were there, first went there on tour in 1993.
Right.
So that was our
31 years ago.
I think that was our 16th tour to Australia. 14th to New Zealand.
Amazing.
It is fairly amazing, all right.
And I know that you spend a lot of time with fans after the shows.
Mm.
So would you be seeing people that were there maybe the first?
Oh, yes, aye. You'd meet people that were there every time. And I suppose that has, for me, worked in my favour because you get to know people. And even going out on the stage, you recognise people from the stage that you'd have seen the time before.
And you must be seeing two generations
of
fans.
Oh, I am three.
Three?
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's heartening, isn't it?
It's amazing, really, I suppose, to start off with people and then their families probably would have been there, but they might not come and then they come and then grandchildren come. And it's.
And how do you stay interested? Because we were talking to Jeremy Irons yesterday, a bit of name dropping, Oscar winner, and he was saying that in his 50s there he got bored with acting, and so you've been doing it. The first time you got on stage it was over 40 years ago.
Maybe before that, I suppose. But and the kind of, if you call it professional, was with Margaret in 1981, and I just enjoy the singing. You know, I just enjoy singing and I enjoy the fun with the audience and the stage and I just enjoy it. I that's all I can put it down to is the enjoyment. I don't get bored.
You don't get bored?
No.
And I was reading a review of one of your shows in Australia and they were saying that you're funnier now. But that comes with age, doesn't it? Been more comfortable
maybe
in your skin.
Starved of humour.
Is that it? No, you're a very funny man. There's always mischief in your eye. That's the thing about you, Daniel O'Donnell. Then the other thing is that you seem to be including little, like you use videos.
Yeah,
for
we
example.
Do use videos. Yeah. I suppose that's the kind of how things progress, and it's there, it's available, and you can do more things. And you know, you have everybody has videos of personal things that they can.
So
stick
you play out your late mother.
Yes, you know, my mother wrote a poem about Owe Island, where she was from. It's called My Lovely Island Home. This was way back in the 70s when the last people left the island, the islanders. And she wrote this poem so that people would never forget the island and the life that they had. And then in the late 90s, when I was doing the album of songs that I had written with other people, I said to my mother, I says, Mam, we'll have a look at the poem. So we looked at the poem and I wrote a wee chorus for it and, you know, sang it. I don't write music. I can't read music or write music. But I sang it as I heard it. So then recorded it. And we had her reciting the poem, you know, so which is great to have.
Why did you have that? Where did it come
because
from?
Because we used it somewhere.
Right,
you know,
yeah,
we just took a video of her. I think she was on a Christmas video I was doing and we put it on it just to have it.
Yeah.
And then when, after she passed away, we were putting together a show and I thought we'll do the lovely... I'd sung My Lovely Island Home and it was my niece actually said, we have Granny saying it, you know. So she starts it saying the first verse and then I come in singing.
Lovely.
And it works nice because, you know, it's a story.
It's a duet with you and your
kind
your
of, yes.
Mom. I see it's her 10-year anniversary now in a couple of
weeks.
Yes,
and yes.
Do those do, do 10, does that, is that any different to the 9th anniversary?
Well, it's amazing that it's that long, you know, because it's 10 years, but it doesn't seem like 10 years since we didn't hear her saying something or instructing you to do something. It's how the time has passed. But she had a great life, you know, my mother. She lived a great life.
She was 94.
She would have been 95 in the July, and she died in May. And, you know, we were lucky to have her in very good health for most of her time. Maybe the last year was...
But that's 93 good years.
Yeah, she had... Yeah.
You have the good genes as well.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hear you're hopping up and down off stages in the current show.
Well, I might be hopping cautiously now. Right. I used to just throw caution to the wind, but now I look to see where I'm going to hop, and then I hop.
Is there a jumpsuit involved as well?
Ah, no, there's nothing like that.
I thought you're not doing Elvis jumpsuit.
No, there's no jumpsuit. No, it's just a kind of a jeans and a leather jacket.
Okay. Which Elvis?
That's even a stretch.
Which Elvis? Stretch jeans. Which Elvis song do you sing?
I sing a wee selection with Love Me Tender and All Shook Up.
Yeah.
Blue Suede Shoes and... There's another one too.
Have you seen the movies?
She's Not You, I think.
Have you seen the movies? Have you seen both the movies?
I saw the last one, the Elvis.
Then there's Priscilla as well.
No, I didn't see that yet.
Interesting. No. We just watched it over the weekend because, you come away from it with a different view of Elvis, you know, because it's from her point of view.
Okay.
He was a bit controlling. This is his depiction in the movie.
Right.
He had anger issues. Obviously, and then he was giving her drugs when she was underage, that sort of thing, you know. It's an ugly side of it, but you can't argue with the music, can you?
Yeah, well, I suppose Elvis was a great singer, and I don't know that he gets the credit for how good he was. If you listen, especially to his gospel stuff, see, a lot of Elvis's stuff was rock and roll, and it moves along, or in the ghetto, if you hear him singing in the ghetto, it's magnificent.
Well, you know that one, they used the intro from it on the lottery ad. It was done for his 1968 comeback special. And he had just heard that Martin Luther King had been assassinated. Okay. And himself and his writers wrote this, they say, within 24 hours. Yeah. It's an amazing song, but it's gospel. I can't remember the name of it.
It's one that
suits you, actually.
I just think he was a great singer, you know. And I liked Elvis. I wasn't a huge fan, but I certainly liked him. But when you sing the songs, I mean, they're super songs. Yeah. Good Luck Charm is the other one.
Good Luck Charm. Across the Hills of Home.
Yes.
Brendan McPhee is a duet. He's a singer, accordion player from Scotland.
Yeah, Brandon is a young guy.
Brandon, not Brendan, sorry.
He's a young guy from the north of Scotland, and I had met him a few years ago, and I had recorded a song then with David James from Donegal, who's on Highland Radio, and a great young singer too, called Don't Take the Good Times for Granted, and it was, you know, good reaction. And Brandon said, would you be interested in recording with me? And I said, sure, if we find a song. So he started looking and different songs. And then he sent me this one and I liked it. I thought, yeah, that's good. That's good. That's the song.
Yeah.
So we recorded it. And then we made a video for it.
Did.
And
I've watched the video.
The video was done by the same guys that did the Laddie Da video and the Daniel, Night of the Daniels. So they're they always have a wee idea, you know. So, of course, I come out of a cloud. So where would I come from only out of a cloud?
Yes, yeah.
Me being me.
Well, he's dreaming that he's meeting his hero. Isn't that
I know. But sure, I could just walk into the room. But no. I arrive from a cloud, you know.
Well, they always seem to have their tongues firmly placed in their cheeks when they're making
very
the videos.
Funny.
Along with it.
We enjoy. Honestly, I laugh.
Yeah,
you know, when they come up with the ideas. But they're great. They're called React Productions.
React Productions. And it's Brandon McPhee, and it's Across the Hills of Home. Mm. And the video's up there if people want to go and see it. Yeah, like, you've broken all sorts of records.
Mm.
You've had a song or an album in the chart for 35 consecutive years.
I know.
How many songs have you recorded?
Good many. There must be, I suppose, about 500, I would imagine. Somebody came up, and I should remember this because, again, as an Elvis, I can't help stop.
Falling in love with you. Yeah.
So a request came in Australia for the song, and I just said to Kieran, who's the MD, yeah. I says, I never recorded that. And he just played it. He says, that's you singing it there. So I thought, that's definitely a senior moment. And I had only recorded it like 2 or 3 years ago, so I should have remembered. Well, then we went out that night and I sung it.
Yeah,
so
muscle memory, whatever.
I knew it. Yeah.
You're all over the place in a good way, as in all over the country. So I see in May, you're in Kilkenny. That's sold out. You're up in Belfast on the 9th of May. Derry is sold out. Drogheda on the 12th of May. The 14th of May, Carrick and Shannon, that's sold out as well. Leisureland Galway, this is August. So the 9th you're in Leisureland Galway, UCH in Limerick, Bord Gáis, Dublin on Monday the 12th of August, Wednesday the 14th, National Opera House in Wexford, Thursday the 15th, that's the Traveller's Friend Royal Theatre in Castlebar, and then Opera House in Cork there as well. And that's holiday time for a lot of people, so you'll find people will be on holidays.
There's a lot of people too would be home at that time from that are living away. So we always find the summer a good time. This is the first time we can split the tour because it just suited us to do it that way this year, because we have Gertrude Burns Cruise as well. That's a big thing.
Where are you going to?
This year we're going around Greece from Rome. No, we're not going from Rome. We're going from Athens around the Greek islands.
Nice.
And then next year...
And what do you get up every evening and sing?
I only sing... I do four shows. We do one evening, we do two shows for the early dinner and the late dinner.
Right.
And then two afternoons. And then we have another night where everybody's... honest to God, it is fantastic. The amount... All the singers... Not all the singers, but a lot. Brendan Shane is on it, and Dominic Kerwin and Nathan and the Celtic Thunder.
How long is it?
How long? A week.
A week.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just great. And I enjoy it. And Gertrude herself is fantastic. She's from Cong in County Mayo and lives in America. And she's just a great operator. And then next year, we're going to back to the Caribbean.
Right.
And that's in February. So she's booking out. And she books the whole ship.
And does your voice get tired? Or you strain?
Sometimes I get tired, but
you don't strain your voice.
I try not to.
You seem to be in control.
I try not to. Yeah. I got COVID like a lot of people, and I have, you know, I'd be sniffling away now, a way that I used to. Yeah. But for the most part, I'm fine.
You're fine. Okay. Olivia, Archie and Luca. Three grandchildren.
Yeah, Luke is the wee boy.
The apples of your
eye. Oh, they're just fantastic.
And there's a wedding coming up in
the family? Michael's getting married to Sarah. They're getting married in Italy. They live in Australia.
Right.
But they decided they would get married in Italy, which is suiting us fine, because we don't have to go back to Australia. Yeah. She's from Melbourne, but her people are all Greek.
Okay.
And her father's he was born in Greece, and her grandmother on her mother's side. I've met them all, but they were all at the concert. We were in Melbourne on this tour.
Yeah.
So they all came, grandmother and all. And the grandmother's living in Australia for I don't know how many years, and she still doesn't speak English.
Still speaks
Greek. Unbelievable. Right. They're very, you know how they keep
in the community,
together in their own community.
Will you sing at that wedding?
Oh, I don't know if I'm late. I suppose I will. But I told them that they were all at the concert, and I said, the Greeks are coming. I said, we won't be letting the good Delph out to you out at the wedding. Have everything broken. But yeah, I might sing. I don't know.
Be up to deals to get the Delph for that. Yeah.
We might sing a song. Yes, you never know.
Yeah. Great to see you. Don't be a stranger now.
It's great to be here, and thank you very much.
No, and thanks for coming in. So it's Belfast there, tickets there, and then in August you're in Galway, Limerick, Dublin, Wexford, Castlebar and Cork, and there's tickets available for all of that. And Across the Hills of Home, yourself and Brandon McPhee is the new song. Great to see you, Daniel.
Thank you very much.
And
great to
send
be here.
Our love to Magella as well.
Will do.
And all the family. Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.